Right now on VFN TV, we're going to be talking about the statistics that came from Barna studying the church today. You're going to be very surprised what the church is wanting pastors to talk about, including we're going to have the latest video in regards to Planned Parenthood and what the leaders are saying about the baby's body parts, because they're going to Congress today. And as you can see, we're going to be talking about the seven mountains of culture today: government, family, business, media, church, religion, education, arts and entertainment. We're going to cover all that today on VFN TV. Join us.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
This is what I saw this morning: the United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. He went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this: if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? But he has a responsibility ahead of him that I really believe the Lord's showing me is pretty intense. So I just want to pray for the city and for the Gulf Coast. Father God, Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are very interesting days as you're seeing what you just saw on VFN TV. And these are days that we need to, as the church, to become alert and to wake up. Of all the things that the Lord told us to do, He told us to go into all the nations and make disciples. And you think about the nations, you know, what are 5 different aspects of a nation that can change its culture, change the way it thinks? There are actually 7 spheres. It's like Bill Bright said, you know, in regards to Christ for the Nations, the Lord revealed to him that there's 7 spheres, and we call them 7 mountains of culture, and you're seeing them today. These are things that we focus on at VFN TV and the VFN Dream. So you're looking over here at the government mountain over here to my right. You know, God's called us to make disciples, to go into government, to be light in the midst of government. He's called us to be able to make disciples and send them into the mountain of family. My family is just being, you know, just broken down. But the truth is, do we have disciples in the family? You think about it, disciples are people that know Jesus, know His teachings, and follow them. Then you have the business mountain, as you're seeing right here. You know, how many Christians do we see as disciple in the workplace? Or over here in media and arts and media, where people are, you see VFN TV, you know, with us doing our daily broadcast and our radio program. It's time for the church to be able to wake up and say, you know, we can do this. Who said we can't do this? The religion mountain, the church, the education mountain, the schools. You know, we're working with education, we're working in business, and we believe that God's calling you to be a part of that as well. And arts and entertainment. We're looking at how many times are you seeing where everything seems, it's dark. It's no longer healthy. It just feeds into the dark side of human nature. And everything that God says don't do, it seems like media is going after, or education. We're saying, you're hearing people say you can't say the prayer in school, and you can't, you know, bow your head at a lunchroom, or you can't, you know, in regards to church, you're seeing the government come in on the church and the First Amendment being violated in regards to saying that you can do this or you can't do that, or you got to be able to, you know, possibly if you're a religious organization, to buy support abortion, you know, for your employees that work there. In the business sector, how many times are we seeing the business sector and how many decisions are being made in our culture? And if it was a disciple of Jesus, Jesus tells us how to do business. He tells us how to do, use media or those type of things to get the word. He tells us how the church should be and how education should be and how arts and entertainment should be. In the family, I mean, think about it. Do you think God left us without a plan to be able to affect this part of culture? I mean, He gave us His strategy to do it. The thing about it, we've been trying to do family our own way. And we're trying, you hear people today telling the world how to be married, and the church hasn't figured out how to be married yet. We haven't figured out how to actually live within the context of what God says how marriage should be and how family should be. But He tells us, if we become a disciple in the family mountain, we can begin to become healthy again and begin to function in the context of what He called us to do. In the government mountain, you have some perspective right now where Christians are trying to, you know, go from the outside in. If we could just make some righteous laws You know, and God didn't call us to do that. God called us to actually win an individual over to him, and his kingdom comes inside of them. They become his disciple. Then they go into government. And that kind of light and that mountain can turn this nation back. You know, when America was founded, it was founded by people who had a desire, you know, to honor God. And there was Christians involved in that founding. And it is a Christian, Judeo-Christian foundation that was laid for this nation. But it's based on the fact that all of our rights come from God. All of our rights don't come from government. So we have to understand, how do we as a Christian submit ourselves to God and begin to impact government, to begin to impact education, to begin to impact religion, to begin to impact media and impact business? Do you know God wants your business to prosper, but he has some very specific things about it. Well, right here, you want to join with us on a regular basis, because that's what we're doing. We have mountain meetings, VFN Kingdom Business, and we're talking about going into each of these mountains, sending disciples and empowering you with their business. We're working with businesses continually, helping our business relationships and our business partners and how their profit line and how their customer base is working, how they can do better business and how to do business in a godly way so God will bless your business. And we want to be able to join with the biz you're seeing right here, the business mountain. We want to be able to join with you in your business. We want to be able to pray over your business. We want to be able to ask God to bless your business. But you need to stand. And standing with us as a VFN TV partner, that's how this happens. This is exactly how it happens. And so we'll be talking more about this after this particular break. But this, you'll see more and more of this taking place, and you can find out more details at VFNKB or VFNTV.com and click on VFN Kingdom Business. But we get back from this break, we're going to talk about George Barna just did research, just fresh research on the church in America, and asked this question. This is a question they asked. He asked, what were the top 12 things that you want your pastor to preach from and talk about from God's perspective, from the pulpit? And I have the top 12, 91% said the number one issue. So we're going to talk about each of these when we get back. And also this latest video from Planned Parenthood, which is devastating. But the reason why we're having that today is because they're going before Congress today to be able to answer for what they're doing. Join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, we are about to show something that is, you know, shocking as always. I want you to... You know, it's parental guidance is suggested. But today, Congress is meeting on Planned Parenthood and how they're actually killing children in the womb and selling the body parts of babies around the nation. And the videos, reports yesterday by The Blaze said that the people who did these videos and these investigations, that they hired an outside party to look at all these videos to see if there was any editing or anything in the authenticated those videos, because that was the thing that people were saying. This is important because the leader you're going to see today, I believe, before Congress is right here on this video, and they're talking about selling parts of babies that are achieved through abortion. And it's just horrific. So brace yourself. But you know what? We got to look at this square in its face so we can know, dear God, you know, forgive us for the sin. And the reason why, you know, we would bring this up is because as Christians, you know, the statistics are how many people who profess to be Christians are having the abortion.
I believe it's 30%, and we'll make sure that's related for you on the torch, but it's 30% of professing Christians are having abortions.
Right, and so, and one of the topics that we'll be talking about is that, because, you know, Christians are not hearing their pastors preach on, they're not hearing the pastors preach on these issues. And I can understand why, because if you're counseling people and 30% of your congregation is had these abortions, for example, right, or whatever the sin is, you know, the thing is, we've all sinned, we've all fallen short. If we know it's sin, we can ask God to forgive us for it. But if you don't tell us it's sin,
that's right,
then we can't repent, we can't ask God to forgive us for it. And, you know, Christians are Christians because they're forgiven. You know, not because
I believe
they've joined
the Bible
some organization.
Says, no one is righteous.
No, not one. Even the one that says that they're
even
righteous.
Even the one that
not.
Says they're righteous.
So brace yourself. This is the next in the series of the
Center for Medical
Progress
investigation of Planned Parenthood. And these are the leaders talking about it. Watch the subtitles, too.
So I think the American people know who Planned Parenthood is and that we are not selling body parts.
A company like this that wants to give our organization money for the tissue, like, I think that that's a valid exchange and that's okay.
We have independent colleagues who generate a fair amount of income.
They want cardiac, or they want eyes, or they want neural. Certainly everything we put, gonads. Oh my God.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Dr. Rusthoff, but Dr. Nicotola has mentioned your name before as a good conversation. You just met my procurement technician. We work with, Bimos. We do fetal tissue collections and other human biospecimen collection. Yeah. So, I don't know. Deborah's kind of been our contact on the national level for the past 8 months or so.
Yeah, we haven't been working with anybody who wants stem cells. We've just been working with people who want particular tissues.
Oh, interesting.
Like a, they want cardiac, or they want eyes, or they want neural, they want spinal cords. So, that sort of thing. Certainly everything we provide, gonads. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything we provide is fresh. Mm-hmm. We have a department that is focused on our abortion providers.
Uh-huh.
And the head of that department is here. And I'm sure they have, in essence at their fingertips, information about volume and second try versus first try and so on. And I think they would be the right people to explore whether affiliates are different. Obviously, we would have the potential for a huge PR issue on doing this.
It's something we're very discreet about it. Everybody else is very discreet. Yeah.
Well, I will make sure. You're here for the whole
Weekend. We'll be here all weekend, as they say. Yeah, we've got it.
But it's Deb Nicotola you've spoken with so far. I'll make sure you talk to a couple of our national office abortion people.
This is important. This could destroy your company and us if we don't time, those conversations correctly.
This is Deb Vanderhyde.
Hello. Good to meet you.
Procurement manager. Is it the liver only that you're?
Oh no, it's all kinds of stuff. Definitely, liver is probably easily the most the highest in demand right now. And then neural tissue and neural progenitors is another big one that's very difficult because that's where specimen quality and the antennas of specimens is a big concern because the brain is really really fragile. So.
Yeah. Do you, can I ask you about remuneration?
Yeah, compensation.
What's your policy and what have you been?
We would, however they want to work it is fine with us. Typically, most places are doing per specimen because it just makes most sense because that's how they work and that's how we work as well. Mm-hmm. That's actually, I'm supposed to have a discussion with one of the affiliates later, possibly later this weekend about that.
Yeah.
One of the things
that we advise is our affiliates is to really consider that carefully. That might be a different situation.
Yeah.
Independence, though, I have been talking to the executive director of the National Abortion Federation. We're trying to figure this out as an industry about how we're going to manage remuneration.
Oh,
for it would be disaster.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to be very discreet, absolutely. What I understand from Deborah is there's not a set PPFA national policy right now, or how does it all come together?
There's absolutely a policy, and that's relatively intentional, and the policy that we do have suggests that you just really think about what you're doing, vet your procurement service, and if there's any way you can do it mission-based, that's probably better. But if you do decide that you want to engage in remuneration, you just really need to like think that through.
Yeah.
And think New York Times headline when you're creating your policy.
Yeah.
You don't by any chance have on you like the PPFA guidelines on tissue procurement or anything like
there
that?
There are no guidelines.
Not written.
Yeah, there are guidelines on research, but there are not guidelines on tissue procurement.
Okay.
And there will never be guidelines.
Oh. Just to keep it.
There's no guidelines. If something qualifies as research, if affiliate wants to participate in a particular research study, there are guidelines that how that happens. Mm-hmm. If they're gonna, you know, participate in something like this, you know, there are mechanisms by which contracts can be reviewed and things like that, but there are no guidelines.
Deb gets some requests, and I get requests about whether or not people should be working with. The requests have been coming. We hear STEM Express.
STEM Express is the other one, yeah.
And should we work with them? Because Shasta Pacific, now Northern California, they work with them, and they're sort of vocal about it.
Yeah, STEM Express is kind of has the whole North,
For the first few years that it happened, it was treated as research, and then we realized that was kind of overkill.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a particular IRB-approved study.
Right.
It just didn't fit into our framework, and so we just kind of backed off of that.
I guess, like, even in terms of, like, compensation and stuff like that,
Nothing is written.
Yeah.
There's nothing in stuff.
If they do it, that's fine. We're not going to say no, but we want them to think about, really, the New York Times headline.
Yeah.
To go into this so bad? Yeah. Is it really worth getting? I don't even know what a specimen generally.
Right.
Yeah.
It really varies from place to place. We would start at probably $100 per specimen is what we've been quoting people.
So,
and that can, some people do more, some people do less, and it just kind of depends.
But we have independent colleagues who generate a fair amount of income through this, and if they have a smaller.
At the independent clinics,
the ability to fundraise because they're not a nonprofit.
Yeah.
That's not really helpful.
Yeah.
Well, it's an issue you might imagine that we're not going to come up talking about on email. We want to have the conversation in person.
Yeah.
Folks will ask the national office questions, and we certainly have answers to the questions, but we don't have a policy per se. And that is by choice.
Yeah.
For now, that's the way it will be.
There's opportunities for people to find out about it.
I sort of, my stance on that is like, I feel like ridiculous laws and this media that doesn't focus on truth. And I don't really think that we should participate in that level of discussion and that we should operate as an organization the way any other organization would. And so I don't feel that I'm a researcher at heart, so like I love the idea of being able to do this and participate in research. I would love to see this happen somehow. I'm probably maybe not so sensitive to like ridiculous debate. Like, let's have a debate on the real issue and truths. That's a discussion I would participate in. I don't feel like we should participate in discussions based on color. I mean, that's kind of my thought process in that.
Based on what?
I may be alone, but that's what I feel about that.
Are you suggesting that the conversation was too conservative?
I feel like sometimes our this is my first time here.
Exactly.
I've been with the organization for a year and a half, so I don't know the history like somebody who's been here for a long time. But I've always been a supporter. I've been a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm working here,
and
I just feel like we shouldn't participate in ridiculous discussions. We should participate in a valid, and that we should not curtail our business for ridiculous. Maybe curtail our business for an actual real business.
I think you're suggesting that curtail. The message to me that I heard today was go for it. We think it's a great idea. Just do it right.
Exactly, and I understand that, but like a company like this that wants to give an organization money for the tissue, like
I think that that's a valid change, and that that's okay, providing that we are very sensitive to the patient and consent and all of that. I don't see a problem with that. I understand that we have to worry about a rep and everything like that, but...
Well, I think a congressional hearing put, scared the Jesus out of people 15 years ago when there was a congressional hearing on it. It turned out to be fraud. But
what was the fraud?
She's been talking about how she needed.
There was a person from opposition that said Planned Parenthood had changed the way it does its procedures so that they can collect tissue so that they can sell tissue. It turned out that was false.
We've been very good at getting cards on the because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get out of the tax.
But it sparked a congressional hearing and some federal legislation, which is where some of that came from. So we just want to not have to repeat that.
Right.
And there are a lot of Planned Parenthoods. There are Planned Parenthoods that participate in donation programs that are reimbursed for. And they're...
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We're just suggesting that call us, help us, or let us help you walk through some of those steps to make sure it's
that it's done right.
Yeah.
We can talk about this anymore.
So, yeah, I think go for it. And use us to the extent that we can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And I know Northern California, Marmonte, LA, they all provide donation for community. So they would also be good people to check with if possible.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, she asked more questions than anybody.
Oh, she was really getting into the train.
I hope that she didn't leave thinking that we were saying don't do it.
We're discouraging it.
Because Roger said, I'm going to say a number of things, and I only want you to go away with one message. I think this is a good idea. Right. Now, here's what you need to look out for. And then at the end of it, he said, and I just want to reiterate, I think this is a good idea. Yeah.
I want to reiterate that this is a good idea. Today, before Congress, which is you, our representatives, they're calling these leaders in to answer for this. What's going on? They're answering for, is this true what's on these videos? Are you really planning the sale of these babies' body parts before the baby's even killed in the mother's womb? Hmm. I mean, they're calling out for different, this part's under demand, that part's under demand. You know, as the church, you know, we got to say ourselves, like, dear God, we have to say this is sin. God, forgive us for this evil sin, and pray for Congress today that they'll wake up and say, this has to stop in our nation. We'll talk more about this when we get back from the break.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I mean, you think about if you counted up all the casualties from war, you know, since the revolution. American casualties from war. When you think about it, you can even see them. Look at your screen right here. You can see these things. American casualties in the Revolutionary War, 25,000. I mean, 25,000 deaths took place in the American Revolution. In the War of 1812, 15,000 deaths took place. In the Civil War, and this is why Civil War is so bad, 625,000 Americans died during the Civil War. And Dinesh D'Souza, by the way, has a new documentary coming out. And the one producing it with him is the man that did The Color Purple, and they're working together.
A bunch of movies.
Yeah, and that that, you know, you think of a North and South battle taking place, because I always talk about that, but really it was actually the Democrats against the Republican mindset, because Abraham was a Republican.
They had Northern Democrats.
Yeah, and the Northern Democrats that were for slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all, it was bad.
So it wasn't a North and South thing.
No, it was about men who had evil in their hearts to want to enslave their brother. Mm-hmm. Not good. World War I, 116,000. 116,000 in World War I that we lost American casualties. The Japanese sneak attack on Pearl Harbor, you know, 2,300 people, Americans killed. World War II, 405,000 Americans died. Korean War, there was 36,000 that had died, and Americans that died in the Korean War. Vietnam War, we had 60,000 in that war. It was just really sad. And then the next is in 9/11. You're looking here, over 3,000 people, Americans were killed during those attacks in the Twin Towers that took place in New York. The Afghanistan War, which is still really going on, 2,229 Americans were killed. And in the Iraq War, you had 4,488 American casualties. I mean, think about all that. I mean, look at me for a moment. All those casualties, if you add all those up, here, you come back to me, for years, we understood that is just, it's so bad. We have memorials to remember all the Americans that paid their price for that we could have this freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add all those up, if you add all those up, it pales in comparison, as you can see right here on the bottom of that picture you're seeing. But we killed over 56 million babies since 1973, since January 22nd, 1973, 56 million children have been killed in their mother's womb.
Wow.
I mean, if you added all the battles up of all the casualties that we had, it's nothing compared to what we've killed as a child in their mother's womb. And if you look back, and this is really strange right now, because you're seeing, cause this thing is really puzzling me, John. I know that you know, people say this latest decision by the Supreme Court was the worst case thing that could ever happen. It's like, no, we've been killing babies since 1973. And if you go back and study Israel, God told Josiah, he said, the reason why that I'm going to destroy Israel is because of the innocent bloodshed, not because of some other kind of law. It was the fact that there's too much innocent blood in the soil of Israel, and it has to be dealt with. And so the thing that people are winking at, even today, you can't even get Congress to just go defund it, stop it, make it illegal.
It's
an
easy thing to do. It really is.
And, you know, not to satisfy man, but to satisfy God, that, you know, he would allow us to have this land. I really feel, you know, more and more, and, you know, America's gone too far. The very fact that we have to even ponder, you know, ponder something of this nature, and, what is the Joel speaks about
Israel. Rosenberg.
Joel Rosenberg is talking about at the Value Summit, about Value Voter Summit, that, you know, everybody's saying Third Great Awakening. We're believing God for Third Great Awakening. We're believing God for a revival. But it comes a point, if you don't turn, if you just don't stand up, and, you know, how many people, John, are worried about their job? They're worried about their reputation. They're trying to keep their things and their stuff.
Their benefits, their comfort, their convenience.
But why not even picking up the Bible? 81% of Christians in America are not even picking up their Bible. We talk about these videos where you hear, you know, these leaders in Planned Parenthood saying, no, we don't have any regulations because that kind of is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the church is doing quite often. We're just like, I don't want to know what God has to say. We'll just create our own gospel, our own
doctrine here.
Yeah, and this is what he says. I mean, he says when judgment comes in, he takes away all of our stuff, our jobs, our things, our freedom. And
it's time to wake up.
Yeah,
we are so close. It is time to wake up.
And hopefully you'll catch us in a future program as we're talking about, you know, this prophetic word about, you know, America. Is America about to be knocked out, right?
Taken to the mat, yeah.
Taken to the mat. And you can feel those punches coming in, but you want to stand. And the thing about it is no matter what happens, you want to see yourself standing on the right side. And I'm not talking about, you know, his or hers or
political sides.
Things. I'm just talking about just like, God, I'm with you. Even if we sin, like, God, forgive me. I want to be right before you.
Right.
And that's all God wants from
us. That's it.
Well, and you think of these, and there's things that are happening across the nation right now because somebody says, we've got to stop this barbarism. I guess that's what, right? About killing the children is what I think Senator Rubio talked about that as well. And people that are standing, they're getting attacked just for saying, this is my opinion. This is what I think it should stop. It's like, in this America, can we just express our opinion? Right. But it's like evil just comes in and begins to attack anybody that kind of stands up for that. But it kind of gets to a point, you know. You know, if you're the only one left, and you're all by yourself, but you're with God, you're in a majority. And sometimes, you know, ask Jeremiah, it gets like that sometimes.
That's right.
So today, John, today, Congress is calling the leaders of Planned Parenthood in to be able to talk, to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about Congress, they've totally put a new narrative on this thing. Congress is you. It's you. That's the way the government works. You hire men and women to represent you. They represent you for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. Those are called government officials that you allow to represent you.
And so elected, not appointed.
They're supposed to come back and tell you what's going on and get your feedback and then apply what you told them. That's called representative government. Mm-hmm. And today when people look at Congress, they go, oh, I don't want to hear what Congress is saying. It's like, that's you.
But that's so important because you're talking about an elected official. That's a person that is absolutely accountable to you. This is not a government appointee position where someone appoints someone and they're responsible to an employer or a boss or a supervisor. In this case, when you vote for someone, you're the boss.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be accountable to you for the decisions and the votes that they make and do not make.
And to let you know, too, that we have talked to, you know, leaders and, you know, leaders that are supposed to be representing us, and we've invited them, you know, to come on this program to ask the questions that you really want to know. And we've been turned down by you'd be really surprised. Ones that profess to be Christians, you think they'd want to talk to their constituents. They'd want them to know. Yeah. But instead, they go to a secular media source that's going to ask them a little blurb, argue with them about politics and whose side are you on. And we're going to go like, we want to know what these words, it's getting scarier and scarier, means.
That's right.
And we're at a particular
closed-door meeting.
Closed-door meeting that, you know, we couldn't report on it. We couldn't have our cameras in there. But a leader is saying, and this was, it's gotten way worse.
Yeah.
He said, I'll just tell you, this is talking, and we were talking about at that point about missiles in South America, the delivery systems. We were talking about,
to be exact.
Yeah, we weren't talking about nuclear bombs, but we're talking about delivery systems that were there. So all you need to do is put some sort of product in there and deliver it. And they already had that already.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're waiting for this big wisdom understanding. And this particular congressman says, it's getting scarier and scarier. And we would like to have him and his fellow Congress and Senate to come on and talk, get a Christian perspective. We'd like to know. And it's time for us to stand. And how, if you're our representative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to find out what we want you to say? Don't you, you know, and you can answer those questions, you know, and we're, you know, nobody's perfect. We're not looking at
cornering anybody. We're looking at dialogue.
We got some questions that I know that our audience would love to be able to ask. When we get back from this break, there's a movie coming out, and it's called The American Tragedy. It's on Gosnell, right?
Kermit Gosnell.
Yeah, and he's the one that just is doing exactly what they say they're doing.
The abortionists in West Philadelphia.
Yeah, and what you're seeing in Planned Parenthood, basically the same thing it looks like. You got to see this. We get back from the break.
This is BFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at BFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards
it's
to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled Do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has,
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it. I don't know if you can see it on your screen right there. I believe it's 6,500.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat. You grab a gun. You grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are. And all these things taking place in the world right now, he's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write and join the many partners that are keeping us going. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world. Well, Gosnell, this movie on Gosnell, An American Tragedy, we have a it's coming out in November.
November the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about Kermit Gosnell, what he was doing, he was abortionist, I don't want to even say doctor, he was abortionist in West Philadelphia. This happened for over 40 years, undetected. And they finally were able to convict him, and he's sitting in prison today. And this is a movie that goes deeper into what actually happened in that brick little storefront that most people drove by as they found jars. When they went in there, they found jars of babies' feet, 5 jars filled. Why would you keep that in a jar?
But now you know why. They sell them.
Yeah.
We're seeing Planned Parenthood actually sell the baby body parts.
Mm.
And it's all making sense. They're all, looks like they're all involved in this. It's just evil. As a matter of fact, take a look now.
This next story comes with a strong word of caution. The details are gruesome. You won't want young children to watch.
I don't know where he went wrong.
He's somebody who had an uncanny ability to almost enchant people.
You have to be crazy in order to do these things to babies.
This case is almost unprecedented.
Last February, district attorneys, detectives, and other law enforcement agents served a search warrant on the medical office of Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
I was not prepared to see what I saw in that clinic.
Bloodstained walls, bloodstained beds.
This place was a pest hole. You wouldn't take your dog or your cat there.
We open up the cabinet and we see 5 jars of feet. This was different than any job we've ever handled.
I'm just so shocked at all the things that they're saying about him.
Kermit Gosnell remains a mystery.
He was happy. He always had a joke. Friendly, very kind, giving.
What happened to him that changed him from a legitimate doctor in West Philadelphia to the symbol of evil?
Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from
Kermit Gosnell. I very strongly believe in my innocence, and there are many people who believe that.
Over a period of 2 decades, government health and licensing officials were repeatedly confronted with evidence about Gosnell and repeatedly chose to do nothing.
They didn't subpoena people. They didn't subpoena records. They didn't ask to go into Gosnell's clinic.
They just let it fester and fester and fester, and people have died. There was no reason they should not have been in that clinic shutting it down.
The story just doesn't make sense. People are coming to you for 40 years. How could you be this terrible person?
I went to him because as a child, I was taught doctors were people that you could trust. You can't even trust them anymore.
We've allowed a man to butcher babies, butcher women.
George Bernard Shaw said that practical man changes to live within his society. impractical man has the priority of changing society to meet its own needs. Therefore, progress can only be accomplished by impractical men.
Would you describe yourself as an impractical man?
No question. No question.
$3801Lancaster.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing going on right now with Planned Parenthood. When you look at it, I don't know about the variations of it, but he said they just ignored it and ignored it and ignored it. And what's happening today? Today, going before Congress.
Today.
And they're going to try to ignore it. They're going to try to push past this thing. And it's like, as bad as society, they did not focus along. Media did not focus long at all on Gosnell.
Not at all.
You have to dig this up.
Yeah, they dedicated more information to Jodi Arias, who murdered a boyfriend or something, than they did to Kermit Gosnell.
They were doing that simultaneously to keep all the cameras on this weird murder thing,
right?
And trying not to. It's just amazing how evil just tries. And think about this is abortion. People are saying, "I don't want you. I don't want your children. I don't want you to have any children. You know, I don't want any more of you." The enemies, they're saying, "I want to kill off your offspring."
Yeah.
And people are going, "Hey, can you kill off my offspring?" What they're saying is, "I don't like you. I don't want you in the society." When you actually give them your children to kill, they're not thinking well of you. They're using you, and they're doing what Margaret Sanger, talked about when she originally, the seedbed of founding this whole thing was the unwanted. And things that
eugenics
and all that, and so they're not helping you, they're hurting you, and then you have to live with the consequences of that. So today, your representatives have called forth, because of these videos, which have been authenticated, reports are now by a third party that they have not been edited and all that stuff that they're probably going to say today. But they just keep saying, it's almost like they're buying times, waiting for the last punch. And I really believe that that's what's happening. I really believe that we're very, very close to the point of not returning to America as it is. It's going to be totally different. The church is going to do well. The kingdom of God is going to do well. America is only 5% of the world's population. But if we're blinking at this, if this Congress doesn't demand, and Congress has, I've been seeing some congressmen stand up and just demand answers and tears pouring down their face, like, you're That's killing right. these children yeah. in the womb. And that's why I believe the Speaker of the House has resigned, because they said, we want this thing done with.
That's right.
And the reports are they had enough votes to take him off of that particular position, so he just left it. These are people standing up saying, I want to represent you. I hear what you're saying, but they still have to do it. They have to say, we will not pay to kill babies. We even needed to undo the Roe versus Wade decision and say, dear Lord, end abortion. God, end abortion. Forgive us for the sin of abortion, the sin of murder, and send revival, send a third great awakening. I want to pray right now. I wish I'll pray to God to have mercy, and that today the hearts would just be open before Congress, and the eyes of America would be seen. Father God, Lord, we just call out to you right now, Lord, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for the sin. Forgive us, Lord, where we have okayed this, or we have allowed it, or even the church, Lord, the church is even allowed abortion to take place within ourselves, God, and that, Lord, you would forgive us for the sin of abortion, murder. God, and I pray today that as Congress is calling these leaders before Congress of Planned Parenthood, God, that you would just grace that to say, end it, God. End it. Give them the words to say.
Yes,
cause
Lord.
Everybody to be honest in the context of this and say, okay, it was bad. We're going to end this practice, and not only to defund it, but just to stop it. Lord, we ask you that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, and that you would awaken your church. Lord, we ask for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together.
And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.